Okay, let's go ahead and get started.
Okay, great. Thanks, everybody. Good day. I'm Hormuz Romer. I run the I'll help manage the product marketing for identity management here at Oracle. I wanted to appreciate this invitation and wanted to give you guys a quick introduction to what Oracle Identity Management is all about and what we're doing here. I hope you guys have all the slides. I don't know if what the best way to handle Q&A is today, given that we're all on the phone, but if you think you can jump in and ask a question at any point, then please feel free to do so. Otherwise, I can also take questions at the end. With that, if anybody doesn't have the slides, I guess they can shout, but we'll hopefully get started here. So what I have for you guys here today is actually our business pitch. And, you know, we have we also have a more deep dive technical presentation that's available, which, again, I would be happy to send out to you guys if by request. Let me walk you through why our customers are interested in identity management and what they like to do with it. So on slide two, we talk about today's business challenges. And there's essentially three areas here that identity management helps solve. The first one is compliance. And for those of you in the US and Americas know that this is a pretty big issue, but it is fast becoming an issue in pretty much every other major country around the world as well. And the thing with compliance is how to do it in a way that's both cost-efficient and sustainable. And I'll talk about this a little bit more in the next section. The other is having really built-in or rock-solid security to make sure, you know, within this day and age where we're conducting so much business online, we are not leaking data, we're not compromising the integrity of our data, et cetera. And finally, operational efficiencies is all about saving costs and reducing administrative costs. And, you know, the way I like to think about security in general is, generally a lot of security solutions you implement, whether it's with software or, you know, even in daily life, let's say you were implementing an alarm for your house, it's usually an additional cost, and this no day-to-day savings is usually like an insurance policy. You're just doing it to hoping to keep the bad guys out. However, identity management does have this added benefit that while doing all that, it also saves you money. And so that's a really good thing. So I want to dive into each of these challenges, and on slide three, we'll start talking about compliance here. Obviously, some of the compliance terms you guys may have heard, you know, the names, the buzzwords, Sarbanes-Oxley, big here in the U.S., and it's also being imitated and copied across Europe and Japan, and Korea is coming up, and a whole bunch of places where this is being imitated, dealing with all the financial governance regulations, right? HIPAA, which is your healthcare, like Gramm-Leach and Bliley, and a whole bunch of other ones that are industry-specific as well. And these are either regulations or industry sort of assigned policies on how to deal with data, essentially, and how to deal with the confidentiality of data. And so they always have, no matter what regulation they are, they seem to have these common security themes. And they're about, you know, making sure that the access to information, especially sensitive information, is secured. Only folks who need access see that data.
Hormuz?
Hi, yeah.
Hi. Can I interrupt? This is Paul.
Sure.
I just, you know, flipped through the slides.
Uh-huh.
I can't speak. I mean, it may be somebody else can voice an opinion. My suggestion would be if you have your technical overview of us. I mean, this is a pretty technical crowd, and I think, you know, we don't need to know that, you know, Sarbanes-Oxley is important.
Okay. That's fine. What I will do, let me see if I can...
does anybody else feel the same way? Or am I just the only annoying person here who's speaking up?
I think I agree.
All right, let me see. One sec here.
You could send them to me, and I can. I have a distribution list for the group.
Okay.
Probably the easiest way.
Let me do this here very quickly. It's victoria.lira@oracle.com?
Uh-huh.
All right. It is on its way.
Okay, it's going to probably take a few minutes, so maybe I don't know if anyone has any questions or if you want to kind of continue on until I get it out, or I'm not quite sure how we want to.
Let me do that quickly.
Actually, Hamad, I mean, I figure you could just start talking about the underlying architecture of this thing, and as soon as the slides show up, we can catch up.
Okay, no problem. Actually, if we can skip ahead to slide 10, please. Or slide 11, actually. While the slides are on the way, this is sort of a little bit of a technical here, but we actually start talking about what are the areas of identity and access management. And there are two areas, and I'll call out certain products that are, you know, more important than others. But first of all, there's on the very right-hand side of the top corner box as directory services. And this is the age-old area. I think if you guys are very familiar with LDAP, you know what this is about. There are some new emerging areas here, such as virtualization. We'll talk about it a little bit more in the technical deep dive. There's the concept of identity administration, which is mostly dealing with things like user provisioning and deprovisioning, reactivation of user accounts from your multiple different sources where user accounts stay into a single centralized location. Automating a lot of the compliance procedures that folks need, the policies. Password management. All the stuff you need to ease the burden and cost of managing tens of thousands of users across hundreds of applications. Okay. Access control on the very left includes basically authentication authorization, web-based authentication authorization, as well as now desktop-based authentication authorization. Single sign-on, again, web-based single sign-on traditionally has been the area of identity management, but we've seen the emergence of enterprise single sign-on products, which when you hear that word enterprise single sign-on really means desktop single sign-on. Identity Federation, I'm not sure how many of you guys are familiar with this concept, but the Liberty Alliance has tackled this, and along with a bunch of other folks. It's about a single sign-on across domains, along with a single sign-on to your partners across firewalls. And one of the things that's unique to Oracle is also web services security. So I have a product that does that. I'll talk about it a little bit more. Cutting across all of this, and these are sort of the three product areas that we divided our products into. Cutting across all of this are some key features. Audit and compliance actually cuts across all this. And as you can see, there are some common areas where things like managing audit data, keeping logging audit data, managing it, bringing together, running reports on it. There's a thing called attestation, which is it's a compliance policy where managers have to certify periodically that all of the employees had the correct access to their systems. So they get a report on these employees had access to these systems. Please certify that this is indeed correct and that they should have had these accesses. Separation of duties that basically make sure that folks do not have roles and responsibilities where they can be in conflict and take advantage of these responsibilities to basically create fraud, as well as implementing security controls. So the other thing that cuts across all of this is systems management or service management, we think about managing these identity management systems, same kind of thing that you would use with Enterprise Manager, we now have a plugin for our Oracle Enterprise Manager to manage identity management. So you can do all the stuff that you can do with Enterprise Manager, service levels, managing configuration, doing fault diagnosis, setting up performance, and a bunch of other automation stuff. Now, Oracle does have products in all these areas. Some key products are Oracle Access Manager, which is a product we acquired from Obix in March 2005. It's one of the leading products in the web single sign-on space. We also OEM the Oracle Enterprise Single Sign-On product. The Oracle Identity Federation and Oracle Web Services Manager products also came from Obix. And they're also kind of integrated with this Access Manager solution as well. The Web Services Manager product is a really interesting area for a lot of you guys out there probably. Basically allows you to add a layer of security to these web services so that you can enforce the same authentication and authorization policies on web services accessing data as you do on basically human beings accessing applications and data. Oracle Identity Manager in the middle box there on slide 12 is our basically our flagship product. This is the product that does user provisioning and deprovisioning along with all the other management capabilities we talked about a little earlier. For the directory, Oracle's always had this internet directory. It's an LDAP-based directory based on your Oracle database. It's built on top of it, so it's highly scalable and manageable in the same way. And we've decided to keep that product. It's a really good directory product. It was traditionally always integrated with the Oracle, the business applications, but we also made great strides in making sure that it works with all of our other applications that we have bought or built in the last couple of years. We also bought a company, OctetString, that did a product called Virtual Directory. And this is a really innovative product in that we like to think that organizations, and that was the, you know, sort of the thought that organizations would only have one central directory where they keep all their information. And it still makes it do a lot of centralization in an organization. However, it is pretty common to find that people will have more than one directory because of acquisitions or mergers, whether it's because of business units wanting to make their own directory information. And so often this leads to trouble when you're trying to deploy an enterprise application, say like an internal portal or an ERP application that basically assumes that all of the employee information is in one directory. And trying to synchronize and bring all of the data into a single place, which can take months and, you know, cost a lot of money. Oracle Virtual Directory adds the capability to create a virtual instance of directory from multiple directories. So let's say folks have multiple LDAP directories as well. Some users stored in a database or multiple databases. The virtual directory can, in real time, without having any data, make all of these look as one single directory. And it handles this in a way that's both scalable, it's performant, so users don't see a delay when they're trying to log into systems. It's a really cool product and very easy to set up and get going with. We've actually had customers, I think, who've done it and downloaded it and implemented it in a couple of weeks. So rather rare for this industry, but it's really cool. Also kind of a low-cost product. The last thing I'm going to talk about on this slide is the management pack. We just announced this a month ago, and it's called the Oracle Management Pack for Identity Management. There's a lot more information available on our website on this as well. Has anybody not received the updated, the second set of slides yet?
I haven't sent them. I haven't gotten them from you yet.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, okay.
No. I'm still waiting.
All right. some of this stuff is repetitive, so I'll continue for a little bit, and then we'll come back to the more deep dive on the technical products. I'm going to skip to slide 14. So we talk about what are the things that differentiate Oracle's identity management solution. And the first thing is that we have built in the last couple of years one of the most comprehensive and best-in-class suite of products. So not only do we cover the entire spectrum of identity management, we probably cover it more than folks like IBM in some instances, things like Virtual Directory they don't have. But we also built it using some of the best-in-class products. So, for example, Oracle had a provisioning product, but it wasn't as good as we thought we need to be competitive in this space, so we went out and bought Thor Technologies, which had a really good product but was struggling as a smaller company. We also made sure that we stay committed to being hot pluggable and open, and you guys have heard this probably before in respect to Fusion Middleware, but for identity management, it's more important because you basically need to plug in and provide access control to all these different applications, and an Oracle-only solution is just not as valuable. So the companies we bought were already doing that, and we assured our customers that this is kind of new for Oracle, but we are really committed, and we continue to add support for new applications across the board, really. And even our own applications, you know, we make sure, that, for example, we announced a couple of months ago, in January, Oracle's new application products, and at the same time, we also announced that Oracle Identity Management was certified to work with these new applications. And finally, the concept of application-centric identity management that I'll come back to. If I skip to slide 16, I think you guys may find this slide useful. We talk about, you know, these are probably just a sampling of the different applications and systems that we can plug into, but it's a really good sample. You know, if you took a look at leading application servers, we plug into all of our, you know, competitors, whether it's, you know, IBM or Sun or BEA, even JBoss and Apache. We're able to, you know, work on top of their products as well as integrate into their infrastructure. Same for applications. We provide support for SAP applications. And in fact, we often like to claim that we do better user security for SAP than SAP does itself. And it's actually quite true. In fact, SAP has a very weak security model. They tried some things. It's kind of kludgy. It doesn't always work. It's kind of burdensome as well. And then recently, they just went in and partnered with Siemens to try and solve that problem. But it's just not that great. Any questions so far? Okay, I'm going to go to slide 18 to talk about application-centric security. The concept here is that today, the way identity management is, and this is true of all the vendors supplying it, it's still a little bit of a bolt-on, right? Because you have these applications in place, and then you try to implement and secure them with identity management on top of it. And Oracle sees a need, partly because we know we own a lot of these major applications. So what we can do is integrate and weave these application security services into the applications themselves. So out of the box, they're identity aware, they know how to plug into a centralized identity management system, and they're able to take advantage a lot of the features. But also by integrating security into these applications, we can do some more advanced stuff that you can't with typical identity management solutions. So fine-grained authorization is one of those things where today, authorization is sort of based on web-based URLs, but tomorrow's identity management solution will have the ability to be more specific about what users with certain roles can do and cannot do, even based on, for example, content, what they're, you know, how much they're allowed to sign off on, or, you know, whose data they're allowed to look at, that kind of stuff. Integrating, you know, HR systems play a pretty big role in when we're talking about identity management for internal employees. Because if you think about it, HR systems are the systems of record for user, for employees, and what their role is in the organization and what access they should have. And integrating HR systems with identity management helps you implement user provisioning and deprovisioning in a very integrated, secure way, and always making sure that as employees change roles or leave the company, their access is also provoked in time, so that revoked in time, so that they do not have what we call basically left with like orphan accounts.
So, is there an auto box? I'm sorry. Is there an auto box functionality to integrate with various HR systems, be it SAP or Oracle or PeopleSoft, along with this identity management suite?
It's a good question. I'm not sure if I can say there is an out-of-the-box solution. However, there are definitely for integrating with PeopleSoft. We've built demos around it. I think we've have best practices and a paper on how to do so. For SAP and some of the other HR systems, I'm not exactly sure if that's the case. However, it's my understanding that it's not that difficult. What we do have, though, out of the box, is connectors for connecting into these systems. So by using these connectors already pre-built, it makes it a lot easier.
So these connectors are at the application server level or at the database level?
These connectors are actually connectors for Oracle Identity Manager. So they basically connect the applications into identity management systems. So what you can do with it, for example, is provision user accounts into other applications, or read what user privileges or user accounts exist in an application, and take them from that application and then provision them out to other applications. Now, the two reasons you use this in this way is when you're integrating with PeopleSoft and HR, you're trying to find out what users are out there and get information about them and their roles. And that's what we call reconciliation. We're pulling information from the HR systems into the identity management system. Once we have it in the identity management system, we have plugins and connectors to other applications, let's say your ERP applications or your e-business suite or even application servers or databases, where you can then go and create user accounts in those applications. So basically, that is kind of how these connectors work. There's also a tool that ships with the Oracle Identity Manager product to, it's called a basically connector, it's a connector builder, it's called the Adapter Factory, that sort of through an interface helps, expedite the process of building connectors for systems that we don't have or, for homegrown systems.
I think what I'm looking at is, again, from an architectural perspective, Lucas, that was your question, right, of, where is the stuff in the database or the app server?
Yeah, that's right. I was looking at that way. I'm coming from the architecture point of view. You're right.
That's absolutely the key question. Let's take a basic use case of, I want to make sure that when I, pull back, like say an employee's record, they're an employee in my department, not somebody else's department. Architecturally, it seems to me the soundest way to handle that is to make that information somehow resident down in the database. Otherwise, we're really going to be talking about lots and lots of round trips. So the question, I think, really gets to the core of the way you've implemented this, is this stuff in the database or the app server, and how? And take that use case for example. Physically, what's going on when Identity Manager prevents me from pulling up somebody other than my employees?
Okay. So architecturally, it would be helpful to have a diagram, and even the technical presentation doesn't have that. But let me try to describe it to you guys. Key components. First of all, the identity management products, they have, for example, the Oracle Identity Manager product, runs within an application server container. Okay? So it's basically a J2E application. It has various data stores depending on what kind of data you're trying to look. Now, it has some internal data, which it needs to store, and that in internal data it stores in a database. And it includes also data such as audit data, which is also stored in database table. And I'll come back to it in a little bit. You can also store this data, identity information about users and their accounts and who they are and who they report to, you know, their address information, role, all that stuff in the directory. You can use any directory you want. If you use the Oracle Internet Directory, it runs on top of a database. Okay, so it has all the features of the Oracle database. Of course, folks don't, you know, just use, there's other directories out there like Active Directory. That's pretty dominant in the market today. It comes with Windows, and a lot of folks are using it because they want to manage Windows user accounts. So in that case, it's Active Directory where you're pulling information about users from. Including the username and password. What happens is when you're trying to restrict access to applications is that you're basically implementing a sort of a gateway between the application and the user trying to access it. And it intercepts a user request for the application. And if the if it detects that a user has not been authenticated because they don't have a cookie that says so, it redirects them to the login page, which is run within the identity management system, and asks for the username and password. And then it goes and once they have sort of presented their credentials, it goes and authenticates it, and that could take. Again, depending on where that information is stored, it does it against either the directory or the database or whatever have you. Once they've authenticated, it basically gives them a cookie that says, they've been authenticated. And then your applications basically, validate that every time you, go to a URL. At any time that cookie has, expired or is no longer valid, then again, they redirect it to the login page. At least that's my understanding. Now, what this won't do is, again, because so you can implement single sign-on this way, too. You can give them a cookie for your entire, for example, oracle.com domain. And any application that wants to take advantage of that single sign-on, that's the same way that this cookie works. Is you log in once, and you have access to all these applications. And it also contains some more information about, who you are, what your username is, and, certain tokens that, help make sure this transaction is secure, that it can't be, it's not subject to some of the common security attacks. So that way you can also get information on who the user is and what their role is, and, applications can kind of look up, based on that internally, what access the user has. I'm sort of describing it at a pretty simple level. I want to, maybe stop here and ask you guys, does that make sense?
So the slides will have a overview on this flow that you just mentioned, Roma.
The slides I sent out probably will not because. Most customers that we, even when we're giving a technical pitch to, haven't asked for that, I guess. And so our product management group that put together the slides for the customer presentations doesn't really get into that kind of architectural detail. However, I can, dig in and then see if there is. We do have a wealth of information on our intranet, which I don't think you guys have access to, but I can probably get you more information on that.
Yeah, my response is that, I mean, you're right, this is still very much at a high level. I don't feel like we're hearing enough here to be able to intelligently comment on the architecture. So, I mean, I think if you could go find us, I mean, some of the real underlying stuff that, you know, when you've got one of these use cases, where do things happen? Like the question that's springing to my mind is that, you know, so let's say, for example, I've signed on, I've logged in, and then I lose my connection and go to a different machine. How does Identity Manager handle that? So, I mean, those are the kind of questions I think we want to be able to answer. So, I mean, some pretty detailed use cases.
I think, quite frankly, guys, I think there's a lot of that kind of information that's out there. However, I'll tell you, I know you guys have curious minds, but it's going to be hard to fit that all into 1 hour, for example. And I'm kind of trying to figure out if you guys can maybe, I don't know if, you know, I know I've heard some of it already, but if I can get a little bit more information on what exactly you'd be interested in learning about. So, if, you know, we can deep dive into the technical architectural details, quite frankly, for days, and we have classes, you know, set up that do that. I'd like to know how deep you guys want to go and, you know, if there are particular areas that are more interest than others. You know, even in the by product, for example, directories versus provisioning, deprovision versus access control, etc.
Hey, good morning. This is Ralph speaking. I also wanted to mention that from a positioning standpoint, because I did not anticipate that a lot of folks have been exposed to our security and identity management solutions. You know, we were planning to give it all, so, you know, apologies if that's not deep enough for some of you, but it was sort of intended to be an overview, and I understand that, you know, the architectural component is somewhat missing. So, you know, we'll definitely provide some more information around that.
Guys, let me see if I can answer questions that you guys have about the architecture right now, whichever, you know, and I can take down the questions if I can't answer them and make sure we get you an answer. Paul, I think, was that you speaking right now? I think you had another question.
I also had to let you know the slides are on their way, but it's a pretty big file, so it's probably
going to
take a good 10 more minutes or so.
Oh, so it hasn't left your email yet?
It's 75% gone.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, what we do in the technical slides is actually go into a slide into each of the products that we talked about. It doesn't go into much more detail than that right now, and honestly, because when we give this presentation, you know, in an hour, we can't even give the technical presentation. It's too big. So I'm not sure how much that's going to help, you know, the folks who, you know, really want to dig in and, you know, get some answers. I know what you guys mean by what's missing, you know, from an architectural perspective in terms of a use case and, you know, how to walk through it. I am actually just scouring my internet to see if there's actually a use case that's already been developed that I can.
I mean, if I had to guess, and I don't want to speak for everybody else other than it sounds to me like Lucas is maybe, you know, has the same sort of, you know, concern I've got. I mean, there seems to be in general, you know, in the industry and within Fusion Middleware, this, you know, push towards middle-tier centric enforcement of stuff, whereas I think particularly with security, having that information you know, down in the database is going to make it much easier to, you know, not have a performance impact. So to some extent, what we're trying to get a sense of is, if you are indeed leaving stuff up in the middle tier, how have you solved the problem of performance scalability? Because that strikes me as being a really tough challenge to pull off in the middle tier.
Well, can I ask you this? So when you say leaving stuff in the database, what kind of stuff would you want to leave in the database?
Well,
I
guess it would depend upon the use case that we're talking about. But like, you know, take the use case that I threw out, which maybe you guys don't even handle in this product suite. I mean, the notion of I want to make sure that I'm not, you know, pulling up an employee that's somebody other than my employee.
Right.
Probably the most obvious thing to do would be to have, like, you know, some sort of dynamic view down in the database that looks at who I am and presents me, you know, data access. If I were to try to enforce that in the middle tier, I could conceivably have to bring, you know, all the employees up into the middle tier before it filters which ones I'm allowed to look at. Which, you know, in Betty's Cookie Store is not a big deal, but for General Motors, that might be a problematic architecture. So
I'm actually not sure that that's necessarily true. For example, if you started in, this is how I envisioned it would happen, right? And I could be wrong, but I envisioned that there's an application front end that you're trying to pull up this data through. Let's say it is your HR application, correct? And you're saying, show me the, you know, personal information for an employee, and you type in, you know, perhaps an employee number. In that case, it would be really easy for it to look up and make sure that you are the manager, right? It's a simple query, even if the data is stored in the database. If it's stored in a directory, it's also a pretty simple query to do so. If you're trying to say, show me all the employees that are under me and all of their data, I presume that's also a pretty simple query to write. Or, even from a directory perspective, I don't know how much you're aware of directories, but since they're organized hierarchically, that would be pretty easy to do. So you would not need to pull in all that data. You would just pull in, the few records that you need. The application itself, quite frankly, is what would handle this. So it's not the identity management system that's handling it. It's the identity management stores some of that information, but it's the application that's handling it. So anything today, and this is what I meant by my comment about today, identity management is a little bit of this bolt-on solution. It's because of things like that. It's not content-aware, right? So it cannot enforce a whole lot of the middle identity management system itself cannot enforce policies based on what content you're looking at or what content you're modifying. You can use it to do so, but today it's done through applications themselves. And what they need to know about is who you are, the user, and map it to what roles and privileges you have within their application. So that's what they do today. What we do with the centralized middle tier for identity management is, right, in the past, every application maintained its own user accounts and its own user privileges, and that's problematic because you never know who has access to what. And when employees leave, it takes, you know, months to terminate access to all these applications. So one of the, you know, big benefits is that by centralizing information about this and enforcing it through a central system, you always know who has access to what. The other advantage is that help desk calls, right? There's a lot of password-related help desk calls in the former, you know, landscape that I described. So a lot of users have a lot of different usernames and passwords for a lot of different applications, and they will tend to forget at least one or two. And even a 15-minute call to a help desk costs a lot of money when you add up tens of thousands of calls a month. Just by providing a centralized system where, you know, folks can reset their own password, and they only need one username and password for across all these applications, we've seen our customers save literally millions of dollars a year, right? So these are some of the benefits that you're looking to get out of a centralized identity management system. So it's not perfect today because it doesn't do all of the things that, you know, we want to do. But that's kind of where we're heading next with our Fusion story.
Has anyone received the slides yet?
I just received the slides.
Oh, good. So I don't know if you want to go into those at all yet or not, but they're out
there. Yeah, is there anybody who hasn't received the slides yet?
Looks like we have about 15, 20 more minutes.
So let me see once people get these slides where we should start.
I think it's okay if you go ahead and start into them, and then you know folks can catch up. They should be getting them if some folks have already gotten them.
So maybe you know, slide 22, maybe I'll just point you guys to information so you can look at it offline because I don't think we can cover it in the next 20 minutes. But slide 22, Oracle Access Manager, is when it starts diving into what each of these products is and what it does. I think that I can maybe walk you guys quickly through it. I will tell you that it won't answer some of the architectural questions that you guys have, but it may answer some of the other questions you're wondering about what these products exactly do. So I'll go through the features of each of these products. Web Single Sign-On I already talked about. Common Policy Management is the fact that you can basically in a central location create security policies of who should have access to what based on their role, enforce it centrally as opposed to letting each application enforce it. There's also this notion of stronger authentication or multi-factor authentication. So we're able to plug in with basically various strong authentication devices out there. But instead of a username and password, you're required to use a secure card key or a smart card or even biometrics if you choose to do so. There's also the notion of delegated administration. So typically, if you have an enterprise directory, you got, you know, let's say 20,000 users in it. Managing all those 20,000 users can get quite burdensome if you're just one person or one, you know, network systems administrator managing that. Through delegated administration features, you can delegate it out to various folks and multiple levels of delegation, so it can just keep cascading. And it's particularly useful where you can actually delegate administration to the business managers themselves, and they often are the people who, you know, most accurately know which users should have access to their applications. It's a cost-saving feature as well as a security feature. There's also a built-in workflow engine to manage the approvals process, and this is actually also true for the Oracle Identity Manager product. Slide 23 is Oracle Enterprise Single Sign-On. Now, this is what Access Manager does is, for any web application, it helps secure those and provide access control and single sign-on to those. We got a lot of requests, and customers wanted to do the same thing for applications they ran on the desktop, because obviously there's a few of those around as well. And that's what this product does, is essentially for Windows applications, it intercepts and it knows when a particular password, when login window comes up, and it can automatically fill in the username and password, and it stores that securely, very securely, either on the client or on the server. It can also intercept, you know, other mainframe applications or host applications. It can do a little bit of screen scraping to figure out when the user is provided a login prompt and then fill in the information there. It works actually quite well, and just takes this enterprise security a little, you know, one step forward. Slide 24, Identity Federation. Remember I talked about cookies and single sign-on. Obviously, as you're aware, you know, cookies don't work across domains. And so Identity Federation solves that problem. If I have an example people use typically is, you know, logging into a 401k provider. If you're logged into your internal corporate network and you want to just be redirected and not having to enter another username and password when you log into the 401k provider, you can do that using Identity Federation. There's more benefits to that than just, you know, single sign-on. There's more behind-the-scenes benefits that your 401k provider does not need to track who all the users and employees in your system are and whether they've been should have valid privileges. So you maintain your user information and policies, and they get a secure token that is asserted by you that says this is a valid user, and they trust that. And so it's a little bit of a security thing where, you know, you're making sure that people whose access privileges have expired don't have access to your partner systems. It's also a cost-saving feature for the partners themselves. Web Services Manager, I think I talked about it a little bit. It's basically, stands between your web services that you've, you know, built and exposed and interfaces with the Oracle Identity Management Policy Engine so that when a request for a web service comes in, it ensures that the web service is, in fact, or whoever the end user is invoking that, should be accessing that web service. And it does that through the same centralized policy management capabilities as of Oracle Access Manager uses. So I'll go to slide 27, which is Identity Manager. And you know, we use the term Identity Lifecycle Management. You talk about you're basically managing user accounts from the time they are hired to the time they basically retire. So in that process, they probably change roles, they move around, they work for different people. You want to track all of that. And you want to make sure that your access policies are really, in this day and age, implemented basically, you know, at least within an accurate within a day, if not within minutes. So you want to implement those changes quickly. And there's no way to manually do that if you're actually passing paper trail and emails around. It just doesn't happen. So automation is the key. Same thing with, you know, provisioning accounts, creating workflows for approvals. All of that should be automated, and it is automated into the system, built into the box, out of the box. I talked about the fact that, you know, you need to basically integrate with other applications, and you need connectors to do so in almost all cases. I'd say that Oracle does have probably the most connectors into other applications than any other identity management vendor. We have at least 50-plus pre-built connectors into some of the leading systems. And the Adapter Factory also lets you custom build these connectors. The last major release we had also added compliance reporting and auditing automation a little bit further, you know, more advanced than what was previously available, and some of the features that are quite unique to Oracle solutions, stuff like around attestation. And we've integrated it into the provisioning, the Identity Manager solution itself, so that it's not sort of an add-on reporting capability that you need to add after later. Now, I'll point out to you guys that since the Identity Manager does use a database for storing a lot of the audit information. You could use third-party reporting tools if you wanted to create custom reports as well. Slide 29, Virtual Directory. I think I talked about it enough already. It is basically allowing you to bring together these multiple user directory data stores, join them in real time, and also, you know, as requests come in, intelligently route them to the appropriate directory behind the scenes. The Oracle Internet Directory is your typical LDAP directory. I think it's LDAP version 3 compliant. Stores the data actually in a relational database. Combines, well, in fact, it is. I think it has to be Oracle database. So combines, you know, the scalability and management capabilities of that. And there's also a directory synchronization product that Oracle had built in tandem with the Oracle Internet Directory called Directory Integration, Oracle basically DIP, which allows if you do want it to, you know, have multiple directories today and you wanted to synchronize them and bring all the data into a single location, you can do that too. I am not going to go through the audit and management right now. I think I feel that you guys are not that interested in that right now. And I think I also described the Auto Enterprise Manager for identity management capabilities to you guys. There's more information on the slide if you wanted to look it up. The only other thing I did want to point out to you guys is that on slides 38 and forwards, we do have some, you know, proof points that we highlight about. There's basically the Gartner Magic Quadrants. Gartner produces two different Magic Quadrants for identity management, one's for user provisioning, one's for web access management. And in the last year, in both the Magic Quadrants they produced, Oracle was one of only two vendors to be ranked as a leader in both of those, and, you know, the other one being IBM. So in a short time, we feel like we made a lot of progress. I don't know if there's a slide on the Burton Group in here, but it was in the former deck that I sent out. They're one of the leading analyst firms out there that covers identity management, and they've kind of rated Oracle as the vendor to beat in this space. So quite happy with that. There's a lot more reviews and, you know, product awards, et cetera, as well on the following slides. There's actually an updated customer slide that I should send you guys. A lot of, you know, really Fortune 1000 and marquee customers across industries that we've implemented solutions at. A lot of these are some of the case studies that you'll see here. For example, the Lehman Brothers case study. They've been recognized by other, you know, industry publications as having the most largest identity management implementation in the world. And it's all based on the Oracle Identity Manager. So quite proud of that as well. Guys, I'm going to stop right now to make sure you guys have a few minutes for any additional questions. And I also want to make some notes on what other information I can get you guys. So feel free to ask and speak up.
I have a question. In Oracle Application Server 10.1.2, there is currently a single sign-on solution and an identity management solution. What is the future of these existing functionalities? Because we are the same on the identity management with enterprise single sign-on and identity management. What do I answer to my customers that are asking me which one they have to choose?
Right. Our positioning today is that the ones that are built into Oracle Application Server is the stuff that pre-acquisition that we acquired. It's not the Oracle Access Manager. It's not the Oracle Identity Manager. It's the Oracle Single Sign-On product. We are keeping those around, and we are advising that customers who are only using, let's say, our applications in our app server, for them it's free. It's included as part of the app server. It should function just, you know, fine. However, if you're looking for a more heterogeneous solution, if you're looking for a solution that reaches out to other application servers, other applications, other systems, you will need to go with the Oracle Access Manager and Oracle Identity Manager solutions. Does that make sense?
Yes. So when you talk about your current Oracle solutions, you're talking about Siebel, GD AdWords, PeopleSoft, forms, reports, that's right?
That's a good question. I don't know. We're talking about Oracle Business Suite when we talk. So the stuff that's built into the Oracle Application Server, the single sign-on capabilities, that's integrated with the Oracle Business Suite. However, if you're using SAP, PeopleSoft, Siebel, even actually, well, I guess we don't own SAP, but PeopleSoft, Siebel, JD AdWords, you're better off going with the the solution we sell today as a separate package, which is the Oracle Identity and Access Management Suite, if you want to buy them all together, or buying the individual components, which is the Oracle Access Manager, Oracle Identity Manager products.
Okay, so if I use both eBusiness Suite and Cibo, I must use Identity Management, right?
That is the preferred method, yeah.
Okay, thanks.
So what's the roadmap for your Fusion applications? What will come out of box? And what, if you're saying that the application server will still contain the single sign-on and the existing features, so will it be continuing in Fusion apps?
Actually, that is a good question. I think for backwards compatibility, they may have to. However, I do know that the products I talked about today are forming the security backbone for the Fusion applications that are, you know, under development. So in about a year and a half, and I guess, you know, it's the roadmap for when these applications do come out, across Siebel and PeopleSoft and Oracle eBusiness Suites and JD Edwards and Retech and all these things, the security backbone is going to be the current solutions, the Oracle Identity Access Manager, Identity Manager, those kind of things. The good question about, you know, whether the existing Oracle Single Sign-On products will still be supported, I'm not sure what the answer to that is. I'll see if I can look that up for you.
Do you plan to provide some kind of integration with ADF security to manage the authorization of ADF web applications?
By ADF, this is the application development framework.
Yes.
Again, it's a good question. Let me take that down for you. I don't know the answer to that.
Yes,
who's asking? Sorry, Eric.
This is Eric. Eric, I'm pretty sure we're building integration. I'm not having the details, but I'm pretty sure that this is on the roadmap.
Okay.
So how there are other identity management solutions as well as single sign-on solutions such as SiteMinder. So how easy it is to migrate from those, and does Oracle provide any tools to help with the migration?
I'm not aware if we have tools to migrate off competitive products. You know, I don't think...
At least the documentation on how to do that.
I think we do have some, you know, expertise out there. The reason I say that is we have, you know, gone into competitive situations where we replaced, for example, IBM products, that Tivoli Identity Manager, Tivoli Access Manager products. So that has happened. I think that you're talking about potentially needing some expert services to do that, and that expertise is in the field to be able to do that. I'm not sure that we have sort of written up solution documents today that help you do that.
So how is the support for other application servers such as WebLogic or WebSphere?
Is there anything, I mean, the support is there, it's built in, it varies by, you know, whether it's Access Manager or Identity Manager. Identity Manager can run on top of those web servers, for example, so it's, you know, it's quite integrated. In fact, you know, they had integrated with those even before we bought them, and we just continued building the integration, updating them. So we feel pretty comfortable with the integrations we have for those products, actually.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, I think if there's no more questions, I'll take back the action item to see if we can get you guys a more technical architectural overview of this stuff and, you know, how components work together, because I think that's what a lot of you guys were interested in. If so, I'll work with Vicky and help set something up.
That would be great.
Thanks a bunch.
Okay, thanks everybody.